Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where the situation in the Middle East, there's an announcement that was made today by Brigadier General Dan Goldfuss of the 98th Division of the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces. He said the military is now moving into the offensive to change the reality within Gaza to prevent such a thing from happening again. It is not meant as punishment. It is not meant as revenge. It is not meant as retribution. It is meant as prevention, as safety. Israel, of course, has called up tens of thousands of reservists, some of them closely related to me through my brother, and who of course has lived in Israel for some 40 years. Israel has called up tens of thousands of reservists to fight since the unprecedented cross-border assault by Hamas militants over the weekend. The Hamas has between 150 and 100 people are being held in Gaza. These are the hostages, an Israeli official said. Those hostages, apparently, according to some reports, not entirely verified, range in age between 88 and 6 months old. The Hamas has threatened to broadcast the killing of these hostages in response to Israeli strikes against Hamas, not against civilians, but against Hamas in Gaza. Hamas has threatened to summarily execute civilian hostages in response to Israeli airstrikes and to broadcast the killings. Israeli forces are pummeling Gaza with airstrikes and trying to secure the barrier fence after regaining control of nearby areas. An Israeli military spokesman said nearly 1,500 bodies of Hamas militants have been found in Israel. Now, this is extraordinary, and it changes the perspective of what actually happened. If they had 1,500 people, Hamas militants who came into Israel and died in Israel, were killed while they were killing other people, doesn't it suggest that there were far more than 1,500 people who actually came through the border fence and were part of this invasion? It is an important aspect of the perspective on what has actually happened here. The politically, there are two candidates I mentioned, both of whom have a good chance of winning, who are announcing their candidacy today. One of them is somebody who's been getting a great deal of attention, Kerry Lake in Arizona. There's a brand new poll commissioned by Ruben Gallego, who is the likely Democratic nominee for Senate in Arizona. This is to take over after Christian Sinema. Ruben Gallego is ahead in his own poll, leading Lake and Sinema in a hypothetical matchup. In a three-way race, the poll showed Gallego at 41%, Lake at 36%, and Sinema at 15%, with only 8% undecided. The race got tighter in a hypothetical contest between Gallego and Lake, with that's 48 to 43%. what's interesting about this is that, frankly, as Kyrsten Sinema, who has been collecting money, has not yet indicated whether she's going to run. She is no longer going to be a Democratic candidate. She would run as an independent. And polling results show that whether she should run or not is 58% said she should not run, 23% say she should. She will not win this election, but the truth of the matter is that what the polling shows as very close between Carrie Lake, former newswoman, very strong supporter of President Trump. Remember, she ran for governor, never really did concede the race for governor. This is happening in Arizona and in California. Now, all you've heard about the Senate race to succeed the late Dianne Feinstein is about Democrats. And there are potentially four very strong Democrats who are running. By the way, just to give you some perspective of the level of rhetoric in that Democratic race, there was a joint campaign event that took place involving debates on the minimum wage. And Barbara Lee, who is a congressman from Oakland, called for a $50 an hour federal minimum wage. Sounds pretty sweet, right? Schiff and Porter, her two opponents, primary opponents right now. And by the way, there's this LaFonza Butler, the new senator who was appointed to fill the Dianne Feinstein seat. She might also run. Well, today, a former all-star first baseman, great major league ball player, Steve Garvey, is entering the race. He is leaning heavily into his baseball history in hopes of convincing voters who may not agree with his politics. His introductory campaign video features heroic video and images of him hitting home runs and rounding the bases and memorabilia of his days on the diamond. Well, it makes sense. The thing that gives him a chance is the fact that if there are four Democrats running, then he has a real chance of making it as the only prominent Republican in the race, at least so far. Steve Garvey could make it into the general election against Adam Schiff or against Barbara Lee or against Katie Porter. Katie Porter was unclear about changing the minimum wage. She said she hadn't made up her mind, but that it's a necessary conversation. That's always an inspiring point to take. There is actually news from Harvard. There's so much upset and shock at a joint statement that was put out by some 30 student organizations. And they're all radical left-wing organizations, or they're Islamic organizations, or there are Harvard dental students for Palestine. Actually, I don't think they have the dental school at Harvard, but it's Harvard law students for Palestine. Coming up, how do you respond to that? And what is the best way for people who want to support Israel to do that? Coming up, we're going to be joined by my friend Randy Kessler, who is a good friend off the air. I sit next to him in synagogue, frankly. And he is the local leader of Stand With Us, which is a wonderful organization that, by the way, is a great source of information on what is actually happening in the Middle East. We'll talk with Randy Kessler coming up. We'll be available to take your calls. 1-800-955-1776. And what is it that the president of Harvard has been forced to concede after this outrage from a previous president, Larry Summers? That and more coming up on the Medved Show. We'll be right back.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved Show. It's a real pleasure to be welcoming back to this show Randy Kessler, who is a friend and neighbor. He is a Seattle native, a graduate of both University of Washington and Seattle University. He's had a very successful career in the corporate education and technology fields before joining Stand With Us as Northwest Regional Director in 2017. Stand With Us, which is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com, is an international, nonpartisan, nonprofit that supports Israel through education and fights anti-Semitism. I have been overwhelmed by calls and emails and text messages by friends, by acquaintances, by listeners, everybody asking what they can do to help Israel and show their support at a time of such pain and horror, but also of national unity. Randy, have you had the same experience with just a deluge of people contacting Stand With Us to get information on how to help?
Absolutely, Michael, and thank you so much for having me back. Here at Stand With Us, we have surpassed our all-time record for website views, for unique digital visitors and clicks. All those metrics are telling us that people are really seeing the Stand With Us Twitter, Facebook, and other social media pages, as well as our homepage, as a vital source for information on this conflict.
I'm sure you were at the same rally that I attended last night in a little bit of drizzle, but the rain wasn't too bad. It's Seattle, after all. But this was actually in Bellevue last night, where I was stunned with the number of people and the number of Israeli flags. Has this kind of turnout been happening elsewhere across the country?
Absolutely. I think the Jewish community here in America, as well as our many, many friends, allies, and supporters, are recognizing that while Israel's constantly been under threat and under attack from Hamas, typically Israel has, thanks to great defense, defensive capabilities and army tactics and strategies, they've been able to suppress and stop many of those threats. But the scale of destruction has galvanized even the most complacent members of our community to stand up and realize that what we're facing here is not Palestinian freedom fighters who are somehow representing the Palestinian national cause in any way, but rather brutal, sadistic, medieval terrorists. It's a tremendously horrible threat.
And again,
that has caused people to swell in support at rallies.
Well, we are told that the terrorists actually are just striking out against the occupation. How many occupying troops, police officers, Israeli officials, before this horror occurred, how many Israeli personnel were in Gaza to actually, quote, occupy that territory?
Not a single one. In fact, when Israel unilaterally withdrew from Gaza, they not only made sure to withdraw the 8,000 Israeli citizens who were living there, but also to literally dig up the graves from the cemeteries to make sure that those graves would not be desecrated. There's not a single Jew dead or alive in Gaza, except for those being held hostage by Hamas now.
Yeah, you know, this is one of those things that I recall very well, which is back in 2005 when Israel unilaterally withdrew from Gaza, turning Gaza over completely to the local control of the Palestinians who lived there. And when that happened, there were a number of Jewish philanthropists who actually donated a great deal of money. It was $28 million, I believe, for some greenhouses that were brought up to snuff that the Palestinians could take over, that had been built by some of the 8,000 settlers, Jewish settlers, who used to live in Gaza but were taken away by the Israeli government. And, of course, you know the story, and maybe you can tell it even better than I can. What happened to those greenhouses?
They were promptly destroyed. You're right. It was a thriving hydroponic farm that was set up for growing indoor vegetables and set up for, therefore, providing jobs and a source of stable export revenue for the Palestinians. And unfortunately, that's what hatred apparently does, that they saw it as some remnant of Israeli occupation and decided, well, it's got to go. It's hard to understand why that makes sense, but that's one of the things that we at Stand With Us really try to help people understand, is the background. What's the ideology driving someone like Hamas, an organization like Hamas? What's the ideology driving and informing the Muslim Brotherhood movement, of which Hamas is simply the Palestinian chapter? So that's why our social media is so active and so popular right now. I want to circle back, if I may, real quickly to a question that you asked earlier, which is, how can people help? And if you do go to standwithus.com and you click on the bright red banner, which is our situation room, which is constantly updated with facts, there are four pillars that are listed under the How You Can Help section. And those four pillars are to educate yourself and others, share and comment, to counter the dehumanizing propaganda, to attend pro-Israel rallies, such as the one you mentioned last evening, and to donate to organizations like Stand With Us that are supporting Israel here in outside of Israel, as well as helping Israelis on the ground.
And again, there's a great deal of help. I just found a charitable source where one of the things about the reservists who've been called up for duty is giving them the kind of things that they will need, normally in a more carefully planned kind of military service, this actually is equivalent, I guess, of what would be called the UFO here in the United States, is helping people who are going to be in active duty. And whole attempt this effort is to prevent this from happening again. And one of the ways of preventing insanity from happening again is to correct it. The president of Harvard has now issued a statement that gives some perspective to the previous statement by student groups that say that the Israeli regime is entirely responsible for the violence. We will get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
Can I just say that you do more for radio than what high definition will ever do for television?
This is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. President Biden is condemning the attack on Israel as an act of pure evil.
More than 1,000 civilians slaughtered, I just go slaughtered, in Israel. Among them, at least 14 American citizens killed.
The president affirmed that the U.S. supports Israel's right to self-defense. Special Counsel Jack Smith is seeking to protect jurors' identities in former President Trump's 2021 Capitol riot trial due to concerns over Trump's past attacks on court personnel and the sensitive nature of the case. Smith also requesting discreet entry and exit for jurors. The upcoming Powerball drawing is set to be the second largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history. With no jackpot winner last night, Wednesday's prize has grown to just over $1.7 billion. The lump sum cash payout estimated around $756 million. John Schaefer, USA News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And earlier in this show, we were speaking to Professor Alan Dershowitz, who taught at Harvard Law School for more than 50 years. He has an unbelievably deep connection with that institution, and he was outraged at the joint statement by Harvard Palestinian Solidarity Groups on the situation in Palestine. And that joint statement began, "We, the undersigned student organizations, hold the Israeli regime entirely responsible for all unfolding violence. Today's events did not occur in a vacuum." In other words, it's a justification for beheading babies and for terrorism of the most grotesque sort. The response has been outrage. Former president of Harvard, Lawrence Summers, who was also former secretary of the Treasury of the United States, he issued a statement saying he's never been so embarrassed by his alma mater. And one of the points that that Professor Dershowitz made has been picked up by other prominent people and other Harvard alumni, which is that the people who actually signed this document, which basically it says the apartheid Israeli regime is the only one to blame for Israeli violence and has structured every aspect of Palestinian existence for 75 years, which of course is nonsense, especially given the fact that every Israeli departed from Gaza back in 2005. Anyway, the president of Harvard, just a couple of hours ago, the story from CBS News, outrage from alumni forced Harvard University President Claudine Gay to issue a new statement condemning Hamas, the first time she's condemned Hamas, though she stopped short of rebuking the students who blame Israel alone for the deadly surprise attacks. 30 campus organizations. And again, these are not major campus organizations. I mean, I guess the only one is there is a Islamic Society of Harvard that speaks for Islamic Muslim students. And I'm sure that not every Muslim student agrees with this. And one of the points that Alan Dershowitz made, which is supported in a public statement by Bill Ackman, who is the CEO of Pershing Square and the co-trustee of the Pershing Square Foundation, which supports Harvard. He said, I've been asked by a number of CEOs if Harvard would release a list of the members of each of the Harvard organizations that have issued the letter assigning sole responsibility for Hamas's heinous acts to Israel, so as to ensure that none of us, in other words, his fellow CEOs, inadvertently hire any of their members. If, in fact, their members support the letter they have released, the names of the signatories should be made public, so their views are publicly known. One should not be able to hide behind a corporate shield when issuing statements supporting the actions of terrorists, who we now learn have beheaded babies, among other inconceivably despicable acts. Who should hire them, Jeremy, did you say? Oh, that's right. That's right. Hamas, in the very, very advanced Hamas Bureau of Public Relations, obviously, I'm sure they have some vacancies for some of these promising Harvard students. But the statement by President Claudine Gay, as she was responding in part, Massachusetts Congressman, a Democrat, Seth Moulton, said he can't remember a moment when he was more embarrassed by his alma mater, another Harvard graduate. And the statement released today by Claudine Gay says, as the events of recent days continue to reverberate, let there be no doubt that I condemn the terrorist atrocities perpetrated by Hamas. Well, there's a strong statement. Such inhumanity is abhorrent, better. Whatever one's individual views, the origins of long-standing conflicts in the region. Gay said, let me also state on this matter, as on others, that while our students have the right to speak for themselves, no student group, not even 30 student groups, speaks for Harvard University or its leadership. Okay, fair enough. At least that is some statement in the right direction. And by the way, one of the things we just had on Randy Kessler from Stand With Us, which is a great nonprofit organization that you can go to for information and background and the real story. But the best source, honest to goodness, and I've been told this by many people, it's not just me, I created some years ago two history programs. They're about a little bit more than 2 hours each. One of them is called Why They Fight, The Origins of the Arab-Israeli Conflict. The second one, the follow-up, is called Five Middle Eastern Wars, which is the history of each of the major wars of Israel, including the Yom Kippur War of 1973. Which was 50 years and one day before the Hamas attack. To understand what happened here, this narrative goes back and can explain the fact that, for instance, the resettlement of Israel, what had been ancient Israel, by Jewish people and modern Jewish people, did not drive out native Palestinian inhabitants. This is a grotesque lie. How do we know? Because both the Turkish government, which ran the district before, and the British, who did a much better job, had censuses. And what happened is the resettlement of major Jewish communities into Israel, what later became the independent nation of Israel, and it began in a seriousness in the 1880s. And that entire movement drew more Palestinians, more Arabs to that area rather than driving them out. That's why if you look at the population numbers, not only has the Jewish population increased in Israel till the 9 million that you have today, but it was also the Arabs and the Palestinians who increased in numbers. So how did that work? It was because of economic activity. And the true story of the emergence of the modern state of Israel, go to the website, to michaelmedved.com, and get yourself a download or a CD version of why they fight, the origins of the Arab-Israeli conflict, and the five Middle Eastern wars. It's all crucial for understanding the background of what's happening. Today, also, the world is reacting still to the announcement. We played some of that announcement speech. It didn't go that well for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., but the statement by his surviving siblings, or four of his surviving siblings, former Congressman Joseph P. Kennedy II, former Lieutenant Governor of Maryland Kathleen Kennedy Townsend, Kerry Kennedy and Rory Kennedy, four of his siblings announced today in response to RFK's announcement yesterday. The decision of our brother Bobby to run as a third-party presidential candidate against Joe Biden is dangerous to our country. Bobby might share the same name as our father, but he does not share the same values, vision, or judgment. Today's announcement is deeply saddening for us. We denounce his candidacy and believe it to be perilous to our country. Ouch! How's Thanksgiving going to be this year? We denounce his candidacy? That's pretty harsh. So what do others say about the announcement of Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? We will get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
The only thing we have to fear is
the Michael MedVed Show.
Join your champions for free market reform in Washington State, Washington Policy Center, at their annual dinner event October 13th, featuring the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann.
You don't see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
No. So you do see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah.
Also featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How do we fight the 72% of millennials in America who believe that socialism is a good thing? Ask them, where has it worked?
Details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On the Michael Medved Show, concerning the announcement of candidacy by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., we played some of it for you yesterday, where he began very unhappily by complaining that his teleprompter was upside down and he couldn't read his own speech, which is not a good sign when you're announcing a new independent candidacy for president. This is indicating he is no longer a candidate for the Democratic nomination. And allies of both Biden and Trump, they report in Associated Press, have at times questioned whether Kennedy would be a spoiler candidate against their candidate. And Kennedy said on stage, "The truth is they're both right." Roaring applause from the audience. "My intention is to spoil it for both of them." Well, that's wonderful. How do you spoil it for both of them? How do you help the country? Well, he thinks he helps the country by getting elected as president, which is extremely unlikely. This is the moment where he figured a great moments with Mr. Kennedy, this generation of Kennedys. Listen.
I need my speech. You can't read anything. You can't read anything. What? Yeah.
You're chanting RFK.
It's upside down.
It's upside down. It's upside down.
It's upside down.
And this was right after his wife, Cheryl Hines, the very glamorous Hollywood actress, star of Restrain Your Enthusiasm. She had just introduced him. Anyway, this is Fail to the Chief, right? thank you, Jeremy. Speaking Monday from Philadelphia's Independence Mall, where America's founding documents were adopted, Kennedy made it clear he didn't want to be affiliated with either party. He referenced a rising tide of discontent in the country. He said he wants to make a new Declaration of Independence, independence from corporations, from the media, and two major political parties. The idea that you have to declare independence from the media, best way to declare independence from the media is to select media that you prefer or to turn it off altogether. I don't want you to turn off the show, though. Joy, hope, and the faint smell of marijuana hovered above the crowd, says the Associated Press. As Kennedy spoke of John Adams' unwavering support for his country and George Washington's prescient warning that partisan politics would result in corruption. His announcement Monday was delayed briefly when he arrived on stage, only to find his speech was loaded upside down.
It was upside down.
And then it reports in the Associated Press the reaction of his siblings. While Kennedy is long identified as a Democrat and frequently invokes his late father, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, and his uncle, President John F. Kennedy, on the campaign trail, he has built close relationships with far-right figures in recent years, including he appeared on a channel run by the Sandy Hook conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, and he recently headlined a stop on the Reawaken America Tour, the Christian Nationalist Roadshow, put together by Trump's former National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn. General Flynn was National Security Advisor for 27 days before he was fired and charged and convicted, by the way, later pardoned. This is polls show far more Republicans than Democrats have a favorable opinion of Kennedy. He has also gained support from some far-right conservatives for his fringe views, including his vocal distrust of COVID-19 vaccines, which studies have shown are in fact safe and effective against severe disease and death. We will be covering next time. We're welcoming to the show a very important column just appeared from Lanny Davis, who is an old friend of mine from law school. And Lanny was a White House aide, a White House counsel under President Bill Clinton. He has been one of those Democrats who was actually very friendly to many conservative ideas. And he has a piece that basically tries to correct some of the mistakes that have come out in anti-American and anti-Israel propaganda. And part of this perspective, which it seems to me is very important, that some of the conspiracy theories here include the notion that the Netanyahu government actually wanted this to happen or allowed this to happen, which is very similar to the equally idiotic notion that Franklin D. Roosevelt wanted Pearl Harbor to happen. No elected leader of any kind wants his military to suffer a huge disaster while he is in charge. It clearly doesn't help. The Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Michael Herzog, we need a new American ambassador to Israel, but he refuted the notion that Israel had been tipped off to the attack before it occurred. This is clip three.
First of all, there is a claim as if the head of the Egyptian intelligence called our prime minister to warn him, and the prime minister made clear that this is fake news, nothing was thought ever happened. Yes, there was an element of surprise, and we will investigate it after the war. There will be ample time to look into it and understand what happened. Right now, as I said, we are at war, and war like in war. We're talking about barbarians. Hamas employs methods of ISIS, including with hostages, and we have to treat them like we treat ISIS.
And that means to eradicate the threat. Speaking of the history of the last big war, marking the Arab attack of 1973, there's a film starring Helen Mirren, Oscar winner. It's about Israel's only female prime minister. The film is called, of course, Golda. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In October of 1973, Egypt and Syria launched a surprise attack against Israel, which was led at the time by Prime Minister Golda Meir, who's played expertly by Oscar winner Helen Mirren in the new film Golda, now playing in theaters.
Our troops are outnumbered 7-1.
Dr. Kerry Kissinger is on the line.
The American people will pay a high price for supporting Israel.
If we have to, we will fight alone.
And Mirren is not alone in this taut piece of living history that includes a miscast Liev Schreiber as Dr. Henry Kissinger. One of the lessons here is how isolated major decision makers can be in the midst of raging battle. But that creates a two-dimensional claustrophobic feel that tells you very little about the fascinating main character other than her chain smoking and ongoing illness. It's rated PG-13 for references to bloody battles. 2.5 stars for the complex and occasionally riveting Golda. The reason it's so relevant right now is because Israel was so completely surprised by the Yom Kippur attack and came very, very close to real disaster. And the film does give you some sense of the heroic improvisations, and that's the only way to describe them, that allowed Israel actually to win a very, very decisive victory in that war. Next time on the Michael Medved Show, we'll be talking to the former Israeli ambassador to the United States, who, by the way, as someone born and raised in America, Michael Oren speaks far more effective English than the current ambassador we were just listening to. He'll be joining us tomorrow on the show. We'll also report on campus anti-Semites around the country, and there are plenty of them, who are plotting a day of resistance on university campuses in support of Hamas. Students for Justice in Palestine called the terrorist attacks a historic win. Really? We will get to that and to much more, the latest on the search for a new speaker. And we need one, and a good one. But will that be the same? Will it be Kevin McCarthy or Steve Scalise or Jim Jordan? We'll bring you all the latest Wednesday next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. AllegrettoResort.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.